It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly in for Rene Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A couple months ago, people were marveling that the 2012 presidential campaign had not really begun. Nobody is marveling anymore.
Though the field may not yet be complete, candidates are campaigning steadily in the early states to vote. That would be Iowa, New Hampshire, and the state we go to next, South Carolina.
In that state, the economy is recovering even more slowly than in the country as a whole. NPR's Don Gagne has been spending time in South Carolina.
South Carolina is a conservative state, no question. In presidential elections, it's gone Republican every time since 1964, except for 1976, when a Southerner and born-again Christian Jimmy Carter was on the ballot. As for the state's Republican Party...
Sometimes people look at South Carolina as kind of being the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, and to a certain extent, that is true.
That's Winthrop University political scientist Adolphus Belk Jr., who adds, however, that that perception sometimes overlooks the other groups you find in large numbers within the South Carolina GOP, including Tea Party conservatives, who have a hero in the state's Republican U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Chad Connolly is the chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.
So we've got a good blend of the fiscal conservatives, the social conservatives, and the military conservatives. So the three parts of the Republican Party, if you will, are well represented in South Carolina.
And even though social issues never really recede in the state, polls show that people are more concerned about the economy than anything else these days. Professor Belk says voters will want to know that a candidate shares their values on issues such as abortion. But the first question they are asking is this.
What are you going to do to help the national economy turn around? And in particular, what sorts of things do you have in mind for the folk down here in South Carolina?
As a result, the GOP tug of war between evangelicals and fiscal conservatives seen in Iowa and elsewhere this year seems somewhat muted in South Carolina. That was certainly the case at a Michelle Bachmann rally in the town of Aiken last week. As music blared from loudspeakers and the candidate left the stage, Eileen Pajares was in the crowd.
Economically, you're not strong. People get scared and everything starts to go downward from there. And that's what really frightens me more than anything.
She says the economy affects everyone in a state where the jobless rate rose to 10.5% in June. Just up the street, 35-year-old Nicole Sampietro was leaving the rally with her teenage son and her Jack Russell Terrier. She says the mortgage crisis hit the state hard, and the effects are still there.
I think jobs is definitely the issue. I think South Carolina is hurting more because so many of these people were contractors and were involved in that industry in some way, shape, or form.
And history does show that despite the strong social conservatism within the South Carolina GOP, primary voters there have a history also of picking the winner. Every GOP nominee since Ronald Reagan has won the South Carolina primary, even when they were not the most socially conservative in the field.
Thank you, South Carolina, for bringing us across the finish line first in the first in the South primary.
John McCain's victory in the state in 2008 came despite the fact that Mike Huckabee, an ordained Baptist minister and winner of the Iowa caucuses, was on the ballot. Huckabee, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, and several other Republican candidates divided two-thirds of the primary vote, allowing McCain to win with a plurality of just one-third. Something very much like that could happen again in 2012, especially if the economy remains as weak in the state and as dominant a factor in South Carolinians' thinking as it is this summer. Don Gagne, NPR News.